Okay, let's see. Time for me to, is it time for me to shut up again? No, not quite. It's time for me to listen to Marilyn, who's calling us from Marysville.
Hi, thank you very much, Dr. Wright, for what you do. I have been diagnosed with osteoporosis primarily as a result of needing to take prednisone
Oh,
diagnosis.
yeah.
Yeah. So I've been taking your strontium. I also am taking magnesium and vitamin D. My vitamin D level is around 60. And I exercise, and I'm due to have a bone scan in July. My question is that I heard someone, a naturopath actually, say that I should take a 2-month break from strontium once a year. What do you think about that?
I'm not sure, well, as they say in fancy language, whence that arrives, ma'am, because strontium, when people are exposed to it, which isn't very often, strontium is found mostly in the water and only in certain very limited locations in the United States. But in those places, the people are continuously exposed to strontium. They don't take
Oh,
any breaks.
okay.
And so I'm not sure why that is. Now, if one is using a very large dose, okay, that might be another reason, but if one is using a relatively reasonable dose. Now, what I'd suggest to you, though, is that there is a product out there, and yes, I am responsible for putting the thing together in the 1990s. It's called Osteomins, and
Yes.
Osteomins, is that what you're using, ma'am?
Yes, that's what I'm taking.
Okay, there's an AM version and a PM version, and it separates the strontium from the calcium in the AM and PM. And that is also formulated on purpose to be more absorbable, and that's why there's so many capsules, because the minerals are combined with a molecule called citrate, and citrate is the easiest to absorb when it's combined with a mineral. So if
Right.
it weren't for that, there would be less capsules. But no, there's no need to take a break if you're following what the label has to
Okay.
say, ma'am.
Okay, great. It's fine with me. I also want to give you kudos about you have a product, and I'm sure I'm not remembering the name correctly. I want to call it colloidal silver, but that's not what it's called anymore. But you have some kind of a silver product that is antibacterial and an antifungal. It's over
Yes,
100.
ma'am.
Yes, well, I suffered with athlete's foot on my left foot only for years. I used every antifungal product known to man. A doctor even suggested to me that I should have it cultured because it was so stubborn and I could not get rid of it. And it was terrible, peeling like a sunburn, and I just couldn't get rid of it until I tried your product. And I dabbed that on with a cotton ball 2 or 3 times a day for about a month, and it's been gone now for a year and a half. So thank you for making that, and thank you for having told me about it.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am. And I'm so glad it worked for you. It doesn't work every time, but it works the majority. And I'm so glad it worked for you. And the other really nice thing about it is that to overdose on that would be nearly impossible. I guess you could if you were a newborn infant, but that's about
Well, I'm not that.
it.
Thank
Okay,
you so
ma'am.
much, Dr. Wright.
And one other thing, ma'am, and I'm sure you
Yes.
know this, but the other things that really help to rebuild bone include progesterone and estrogens. So if you're using bioidentical hormones, that's going to be a help too. And if you're not, you might think about it.
I am. Thank you. I am on bioidentical hormones. Yes.
Okay, just thought I'd mention it for everybody who's listening.
Trying to cover all my bases.
There you go. Always, if we're proactive about health, we get further.